The New England Coalition claimed that Entergy Nuclear continues to operate the plant in violation of the 2002 sale order with the state. The Vermont Supreme Court determined that the coalition had failed to demonstrate that it had exhausted legal remedies and also noted that the assertions made by the coalition are part of another appeal now before that court. New England Coalition Attorney Jared Margolis is disappointed but not surprised by the ruling.
It turned out that the same issues were being brought in two different ways, and the Supreme Court has decided to deal with this issue in that other appeal and not in our complaint. That's something that came up after we filed the complaint. It's not that the issue is dead. The Supreme Court's still going to be reviewing the exact same issue that we brought to them in this complaint. They've decided to do it within a different docket, that's all.
Margolis explains that at the time the group filed its petition, the appeal by Entergy had not been submitted, nor was it clear it would ever be filed.
So it was important for us to try to enforce the board's clear orders stating that Entergy was violating the sale order. And I think the takeaway message here is that the Supreme Court is still going to consider whether Entergy is violating Condition 8 of the sale order. They've just decided to do that within the context of Entergy's appeal. And so the playing field changed. The Supreme Court decided to go one way with it, which meant dismissing our complaint and considering the same issues within another docket.
That's a correct reading of the Supreme Court's order.
Vermont Law School Professor of Law Patrick Parento.
They've said the essence of NEC's argument is the same issue that's presented in the appeal by Entergy, and the court decided not to get ahead of itself and try to decide the issue that the NEC had raised.
Parento believes the New England Coalition petition was a minor proceeding with little impact on Entergy appeals nor Public Service Board review.
One of the things the Supreme Court said was that it's not clear that if the board were to enforce this Condition 8 that says Entergy agrees not to continue operating without a new certificate, the Supreme Court of Vermont has said this would not necessarily be covered by the federal injunction. It seems to be saying the board has some authority to look at this question of whether Entergy should keep operating under Condition 8, which is separate from this whole federal case that's been going on.
There remain several ongoing legal battles over the fate of the nuclear power plant, according to Professor Parento.
One is the appeal to the Second Circuit from Judge Murtha's decision striking down the Vermont state statutes requiring legislative approval for continued operation of Vermont Yankee. The second one would be now this appeal by Entergy to the Vermont Supreme Court. And then the third is the ongoing proceeding before the Public Service Board itself. There is a fourth case, different though. This is the case where Entergy is challenging the new bill that the legislature enacted increasing the property tax on Vermont Yankee. So there are really four different legal proceedings involving Entergy in the state.
Entergy Vermont Yankee spokesman Rob Williams told WAMC that the company is pleased with the court's decision. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.